Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Not been all that poor. Been pretty good. And just
hello.
Complete accuracy for 77% of his passes.
Hello.
Into this game.
Hello.
Now,
you
want to
turn on your mics?
Poop and pee.
Poop and pee.
Can you hear me? Poop and pee. There you go. Go one more time. Poop and pee. Daniel Hunter had 3.5 sacks.
Ooh,
Jesus.
Hey.
Did you see that? Holy shit.
Oh, he
just ran him the fuck over.
Hey, fantasy boys, boyfriends. Woo-hoo.
Poop and pee.
How y'all doing?
I'm doing great because I don't have to go see Glenn Beck tonight.
Yes, I have to go see Glenn Beck this evening.
Did you buy a ticket?
Yeah, is that coming out of pocket?
It's coming out of pocket, guys.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Commitment.
Well, you know, you gotta fucking do it all on spec because most people don't like me and won't hire me, so I have to fucking do things on spec until they give me something to pay for my brilliant analysis about fucking fascism in America.
Yeah. I don't know much about Glenn Beck. Is he Mormon or he was Mormon?
He's Mormon. He's an adult convert to Mormonism.
Yeah, that's a weird thing.
That's a very
weird thing. An opposite bill.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because
why built the revert?
So like, I'm just going there to watch it and fucking write about how awful everybody.
Dude, cause a scene. Don't be a bitch.
Nah, I can't cause a scene.
Cause a scene.
I mean, I want to watch the whole thing, right?
Touch
man. That's points for you, boy.
Yeah.
Many points.
Alvin Kamara. Go Murder. Saints. Go Saints. Fucking G-E-A-U-X.
Nah, I get it.
Anyways.
Like France.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Well,
I don't...
You got a good Cajun accent?
It's very silly to me that like people would actually pay to go see Glenn Beck in 2018 because who's his audience right now? He doesn't have the fucking guttural lizard brain Rush Limbaugh thing. It's like an appeal to decency, but also I'm kind of a Nazi, but a soft Nazi. You know what I mean?
Soft Nazi.
Yeah.
Soft Nazi.
Yeah. So it's at the Agora, which is hilarious because that's a what? 10,000 seat theater?
I hope not.
No,
it's like 1,000.
The Agora, like the main fucking stage at the Agora?
Yeah.
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 Yeah, I guess you're right.
Yeah, because I got a show down here this year, and if I can't get 10,000 people out there.
No. It's more than 1,000 though, wouldn't you think?
Well, if it's standing, it's like 4,000. But if it's seated, that cuts down way.
Well, I got a ticket.
So it's
like
1,100
in the back of the general admission.
Yeah.
So, which was in the upper deck. So, but I can't imagine there's that many people that are fucking going there to go see Glenn Beck, right?
Well, they probably gave away most of the tickets.
That's true.
I bet on TAM they were just handing those things out. Crazy.
Probably. I have an edible that I'm going to take to go, but I want to drop acid.
You should.
I don't have any acid to drop. Or else I
I might have
some questionable things.
I mean,
I'll say you have a mushroom hookup and you haven't told us about it.
I think I have a mushroom.
I have like an hour to get there, so probably not gonna happen. However, fucking our next podcast, we should just drop fucking acid. Fucking, we'll watch.
I've never done it.
I've never done acid.
I got
never
that
done
other
acid.
Thing. No, I got that other thing. If you want to try it.
Well, you've done that, but like I'm surprised you've never done acid if you've done that.
Well, one of them lasts 10 minutes. The other one lasts 13 hours.
But it's like an enjoyable 13 hours. For the most part.
If it's a good trip, right?
Yeah,
it's
there's a shot at it being a really, really bad 13
mostly,
hours.
It's almost always a good trip. Unless, like, you're fucking, you know, at a Glenn Beck concert, I think, or I can't imagine that it wouldn't be a fundraiser. I've done acid, like, more times than I've done heroin, which is zero,
good.
Yes, which is...
I've done OxyContin, if you want to count that.
You've done it, or you've taken it?
Done
like,
it.
You did it, like, recreationally.
Recreationally, yeah. Up my nose.
Okay.
Alright.
How was that?
Felt real good.
Yeah,
felt real, real good, but it was very, very scary. So I never did it again.
Yeah, that's good. I don't know. I'm a big fan. I'm over most drugs now these days, but I'll do a hallucinogen every now and again.
Keep yourself grounded.
Keep your fucking self on your toes, man. You know? You gotta fucking experience reality in different ways. I like how the subtle receding of Drew Brees' hairline since 2009. Just shave,
like,
buddy.
I like his birthmark.
I wish his birthmark moved around his head like little Prince John in Men in Tights.
Yeah.
Your mole. I have a mole?
My buddy in high school's dad used to call him Anchovy Face when he played for San Diego. Doug, have you ever had anchovies on pizza?
I don't like
seafood.
You know what?
Good.
Fucking really good.
Yeah.
It's like salty. You can't, it's not very fishy at all. It's just like a good mix of
salty
cheese.
Yeah.
Like,
isn't there bones involved?
Not that they put on the pizza, but there can be. Like, you can buy them separately in, like, the can.
In, like, a can, then it's, yeah. But they're so thin, like, it's... Yeah.
You sound like a fucking Ninja Turtle. You should put jelly beans on there, too.
I'm a big Jelly Belly fan. Jelly Belly cornered the market in fucking, you know, the popcorn jelly bean.
Yeah.
That shit's gross.
Oh, no.
Very
get the
gross.
Fuck out of here.
Why would you want... Just eat popcorn.
It's gross.
It's delicious.
Doesn't even taste like popcorn. It's weird.
What about the root beer float one?
I don't know. I just need my jelly beans to be fruit flavored. Like, I just want regular, like, green and, like...
Green is the first color you throw out there?
Well, it's like, I'm just thinking of colors, I guess, because it's getting to be Christmas.
Yeah.
Are you filming me right now?
Yes.
Ectoplasma.
A couple boyfriends talking jelly beans.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But, like, the pink ones, the red ones, like, I want those. I don't need the fancy flavors. I am a jelly bean purist. I get that black shit. Out of there.
Now, do you remember the square, the Medina Square? When I was fucking in middle school, like 6th, 7th grade, you know, you couldn't go anywhere, so we used to ride our bikes up to the square, and they used to have a candy store down there, and it was a Jelly Belly gourmet fucking thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I always used to grab the fucking buttered popcorn flavor and fucking gorge myself until I was a fat little 13-year-old.
Wow. That's just not a very good jelly candy.
It's disgusting.
Flavor.
I've talked about this before on this show, but back in where I went to college in Erie, Pennsylvania, there was a Jelly Belly jelly bean outlet store with their own house brand of fudge called Mr. Fudgy Fudge. And it was like this, here, let's see if I can't find it. They had like this song and this piece of shit looking mascot. And my buddies for a summer job were like, they'd split time as giant roadside mascots for Jelly Belly Jelly Beans and Mr. Fudgy Fudge. They wear these big fucking costumes and stand by the freeway exit. Hilarious. But they also had that one, it was like a store attached to it that sold like fireworks and swords and knives and stun guns.
Uh-huh.
So there was like a big LED ticker showing off 90 right at Erie, Pennsylvania that would say like Jelly Belly Jelly Beans, low fat fudge, fireworks, stun guns, swords, personal weapons,
katanas.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Mr. Fudgy Fudge, he just looks like a brownie looking motherfucker.
Who?
Mr. Fudgy Fudge.
Look at that weird ass grin with the gap in his teeth, though.
Yeah. It's the Michael Strahan of mascots.
Mr.
I like his Groucho Marx.
Ready? Here we go. Coming up.
You got the video?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's a Erie, Pennsylvania was amazing with all the different like shitty local commercials they had. There was an abundance of really poor quality local commercials.
You turning it down finally?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's probably a good idea. I love a good, bad local commercial, but I feel like people know how to make stuff now.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't get them. Like it used to just be all local commercials were all pretty bad. And now I think people know how to, like, there's just a lot more production value because it's a lot cheaper and easier to do now.
I was always a fan of, did you ever see the Marx one with Mark, where he was actually a real person? And he's very flamboyant.
Yes. I get some savings.
Yeah, the one he has, one with fucking Jeff Gordon, NASCAR legend.
Yes.
For Marx?
Yes, yeah.
So Jeff Gordon did a local to Cleveland commercial?
100%. Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, because it was only showed a few times. He sort of sounds like John Lovitz when he's talking.
Well, you sound more like, what's his name? Charles from...
Riley?
Charles Dawson Riley, yeah.
No, fucking...
Oh, you need to re-gently toss this. We're trying to watch the Saints and Rams game on Ryan's cord-cutting digital antenna
Listen.
Thing.
I don't fucking... I've been using Bill's ESPN hookup since he fucking put it here... What was it? Last week or the week before?
Yeah,
the Red Zone? Yeah.
That's not ESPN.
I'm still logged in. Yeah.
Well, let's just watch...
Yeah, let's just do that.
But there's no other game, is there?
No, there's other games. There's
several games.
Chargers?
Yeah, no,
there's
a good
there's
game.
Denver and Houston.
Yeah. Go change the input.
Where's the
Glenn Beck
thing?
Boy? I got this one. Oh, here it is.
Yeah. Hit the input button. Is it HDMI 3?
Hey, I got the inhalables, you fix the TV.
Alright, there you go. Hey everybody, here's a PSA service announcement.
Have you been watching that show, Kidding?
Yes, some of it, yes.
I actually like it.
I like Jim Carrey. He, except his art is hilarious because it's like so over the top. Like, no subtlety about it at all.
Oh, right, yeah.
He's been too famous for too long.
Yes.
He's lost all touch with reality.
Oh, 100%.
I think it's good.
I just changed his batteries. It should be
good. It just said that the batteries were good, but it's not working.
What are you doing? Because you're holding it the opposite direction, bitch. Oh,
no,
what? You're not.
Don't you tell me.
Motherfucker, keep talking for a second.
Uh-huh.
By the way, that book is fucking great.
What book?
The Football for a Buck.
What's that?
What's
that
it about?
USFO?
Oh, okay. So what did you guys think of the Browns today? It was apparently the scratch on Demaryius Randall was to be careful with his health.
Yeah, he had a groin thing.
And then you had TJ Carey and Denzel Ward go out of the game, plus Christian Kirksey, and you're already playing without Schobert.
Right.
We
had the card stacked against us.
We were going to get destroyed. Our defense was going to get destroyed. It was another game where you didn't get much of a pass rush. There was not much pressure throughout the entire game.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it just...
They sack him one time?
Two times. Gennard Avery got one, and Miles had some nice pressure on that one. And then the second time, he like... I think it was more coverage, and Miles got after him, and then he just kind of slid down, and Miles touched him. So Miles did... pad his stats a little bit, but again, I didn't think that he had a very good game. He was not a disruptive presence. Again, we watch what? 5 minutes of Aaron Donald and he jumps off the tape. Like, he's very clearly in this
But
game.
I mean, Aaron
he's
Donald
still second
is.
In sacks, but yes.
But Aaron Donald is a...
There are times where he disappeared.
But it's
a
either
generational
he's either getting that sack or he's not
Nothing.
Doing anything.
Yeah.
He's not coming close very often.
Oh, there, go up. It's one of my favorites. There you go.
And I just, I sent you guys that one thing. You know, everybody that wants to say, oh, Myles Garrett, he's just getting double teamed. He's up there in some of the most double teams, but it's still only, what, like 37% of the plays.
Yeah, like half of what Aaron Donald's getting.
And Aaron Donald is leading the league in sacks with 70%.
Yeah.
Number two is J.J. Watt with 47%, who's also going into this week second in sacks.
I was going to say, I haven't heard really a bunch from J.J. Watt this year.
No, it's because the Texans haven't been doing that great, but J.J. Watt has five in a row.
Yeah, they're on the way back.
Yeah, Texans won five in a row. I started fucking Deshaun Watson in our league this week.
Have you not been starting Deshaun Watson? I didn't start him last week in that 30-point performance because of that rib thing.
For our DraftKings league.
Oh, okay. Yeah. He's a high upside guy that I can't imagine a lot of people play.
He had five touchdowns last week on a Thursday night game. By the way, fucking fire that motherfucker, butt chin bitch. Bill O'Brien. You know what I mean? Like, they have so much talent on that team, and yet... And I know they've won five in a row. I guarantee you.
Dude, their offensive line is so bad.
They'll go 9-7. It's every fucking year. The AFC South is like a fucking wasteland.
It's like a free-for-all.
Fucking Andrew Luck is second in all of football in touchdown passes. And what are they? They're under 500, aren't they? Aren't they 3-4?
I don't even know.
Who?
Indianapolis.
Yeah, I think they're 3-4.
I went to Fort Wayne last year for, like, a show. What a fucking wasteland Indiana is, man.
Yeah, I used to go to Fort Wayne. They had a comedy club called Snickers with a Z at the end.
Yes, everything with a Z at the end is the best.
The city of Fort Wayne's okay. Like, it's just, like, a normal city. But, like, just getting there and getting into it is, like...
But it was so funny because, like, the guy that owned it was... He hosts a talk show that he... pays to put on local TV in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Yeah.
And he always talks about how he was the next choice for, like, the late show, and they went with David Letterman instead. Like, he just got all these, like, crazy in denial. What? No, it was, what's his name? I can't remember his name. But he, like the 90th club of all, like bright, crazy shapes that are all behind you and, like, a city skyline of Fort Wayne, and then you would do this talk show and write these, like, corny-ass fucking monologue jokes, and...
Then he paid
shit, and then would drive all the comics around in his Hummer. Like, I'm like, dude, a tank of gas costs what you're paying me. Fuck you. So, yeah. That club closed.
Wow. What was the, wasn't there, like, some dude that was fucking bilking a bunch of road comics and shit, like, booking them
for... Oh, there's a couple,
But, I mean, like, it was locally-ish. Yeah. Like, it was, like, the Midwest fucking thing. Because I remember at the time, there was something in, like, a newspaper or blog or whatever, and the disgruntled clown was interviewed.
Yeah, I think it was, like, Charter Talent. I want to say that's what it was. And he just would, like, stiff comics all the time.
Yeah.
Real shitty.
See, there should be a union, but there also shouldn't be a union, because how the fuck would you differentiate who is in and who isn't?
Right.
And, yeah. Like, but, like,
no way to fucking do it.
The craziest thing to me is, and there's no fight, because if you get blackballed, you're absolutely fucked, but, I mean, the fact that they haven't changed what a feature makes since the 80s, I mean, the $100 per
show
has been standard for that many years without adjusting for inflation.
Right.
It's damn near impossible to actually make a living unless you are at the top. Like, there's no middle class in comedy, really.
Agreed, yes.
I mean, you have to do... That's why you got to sell a T-shirt. Like, Mary was at a club and talking about this feature act that's, like, selling all these T-shirts. She's like, oh, man, he sold, like, 35 T-shirts after a show. And I'm like, that's great. But, like, you never know.
Yeah.
So, like, that's a good thing to have as, like, an in-between comic. But they are sold-out shows, and so I'd rather be the guy that sold out the shows.
Oh, absolutely. And when you are selling that material, you got to remember you paid for that material. Yeah. So you're only making, you might be making $20-25 that you're selling these shirts for, but you probably paid, like, what, $8-$10 for each one at least?
Yeah, usually and then you have to transport them. So, that shit's very, I hate selling T-shirts. Posters, and I think, like, that's what Mary's been doing, and I think that's the way to go. If you can get a good poster and say pay what you want, and then make $100 on something that, like...
Oh, shit.
You get a thousand of them, you know, or whatever.
Yeah.
And their overhead on that is like nothing. You're more paying for the art of the design.
Yeah, it's almost like it's a big scam and people don't value art anymore.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, I can't wait to hear about the art of one Glenn Beck.
Yeah.
What if he just does like straight stand up and crushes and you like
No, it's him? Like it's built as a comedy show.
Oh yeah.
Is
it? Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, so I don't like it's going to I don't know what I'm going to do, man. Like I'm
you got
to
watch it.
I'm not looking forward
back.
To it. I'm just
you got to let us know how it goes.
Hi Sarah.
Hi.
Hi Sarah, did you just get home? Am I parked in your way?
No,
oh, no
she was taking
out.
A shit.
Oh.
I was having a nice relaxing bath. Actually.
Yeah, she was having a bath. Quote
I
unquote.
Hope you don't get into a fight. I hope I don't get a call about you.
Nah, I'll be fine.
I hope you do get into a fight. I hope she doesn't get a call.
It's because you guys don't have to go pick him up.
I'll go pick him up.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're fine then.
I'm dropping him off.
Yeah, that's right.
Good effort, guys.
Yeah.
Fucking.
Get this boy into shape.
Yeah, I don't know. It'll be fine. See, that's what I was telling Tim. I saw Cornette today, and we were talking about this. And it's not like it's the guttural lizard brain of, like, a Rush Limbaugh
right.
audience. You know what I mean? Like, Glenn Beck.
It's going to be corny as fuck.
Exactly. Glenn Beck is bad, but, like, bad in a different way than, like,
yeah.
the fucking lizard people. He's bad in that he's virginal or virginal and fucking, like.
Vaginal?
No, like, he's the lamest motherfucker.
Yeah, he's just a corny.
Yeah, I don't know all that much about Glenn Beck.
Corny dude. But he's been doing these tours for a long time.
Yeah.
Because I remember, like, at his height. He was doing big, like, I swear he was at the queue one time.
He might have been.
Yeah.
I mean, that was back in the, he was on the radio, I remember, when I was in middle school. Like,
yeah.
syndicated. So, like, back in the day, you were getting fucking a shit ton of money.
Right.
As a syndicated radio host in 2001.
Oh, fake.
You know what I mean? Oh, hey! The old fake field goal. Did he get it? No.
I think he got it.
Maybe.
I think he got it. Yeah, but, like, I think it was, like, around the time I started doing comedy, he did a show at the Q and, like, would pack that shit out.
At the Q, fuck.
Yeah. I think it was the Gun back then. I don't even think it was the Q yet.
Was that Sean McVay? Boy, he's bald as fuck. What the fuck? He's, isn't he only 31?
Yeah, he's 32 or something.
Hey, talking about balding before.
Yeah, right. I didn't mean it like that as an insult.
I make the shit look good. I shaved it up today. I trimmed up the beard a little bit.
Nah, you look fucking hard. He just looks like a fucking...
I am hard.
Hey, did they play that UFC last night?
They did, and I watched the main event fight only. I like, honestly, perfect timing. Like, as they're, like, they're both in the octagon, they're
yeah.
about to get started.
No bullshit.
Had already done the bringing them together and going over the rules thing. I tuned in right at that moment, and I watched... Daniel Cormier absolutely just demolished, totally destroyed him. It wasn't even
round?
Close. It went into the second round.
Okay.
But the first round was like all
who was Cormier, he fighting?
Derek Lewis.
Derek
the
Lewis,
guy talking
yeah.
about his balls being hot.
Oh, yeah,
that's
yeah.
how much they fucking promoted this because I didn't even know it was last night. You know what I mean? Like
I forgot about it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like
I literally
remember
up on
and
UFC.
I watched it.
I remember that it happened today when Cody asked like, "Hey, did Cormier win?" So, that was that. Yeah. I just saw that he won. I didn't see the fight.
Oh, fuck you, Russell Wilson. Yeah. I remember the bet. Pete Carroll's funniest moment of all time was the year before they went to the Super Bowl. They lost to the Falcons in the playoffs in the second round. Russell Wilson's rookie year. And he iced the kicker. And, like, at the last second, the Falcons were going to make a field goal to win. Iced the kicker, no time left, he missed the kick. And so they kicked it again and he hit it. And like, they just showed him in slow motion and just said, fuck.
Yeah.
Well, it's the right answer. That's one of those things that, like, god damn it.
He's also a 9/11 conspiracy theorist.
Is he really?
Yes. Which I think is hilarious.
Pete Carroll's a weirdo. And what they did to that team, like...
It's a shame.
Like, that's just so NFL that everybody, like, that whole copycat league... mm-hmm. and wanted to be a passing league. Like they just totally got away from it for a minute. Like as far as like the game plan went, they're like, we're just going to be a passing team now. We're all offense. Mm-hmm. So they let the defense fall apart
for no reason.
For yeah. no reason. And then this year, they like abandoned all that. Now they're like a running team. Yeah. Russell Wilson throws the ball like 20 times a game.
Right.
And they don't even have that good of running backs.
But
Carson's doing okay.
But they're playing all right. Like they're
above somehow 100. Their defense, as they dissolved it, is yeah. back to doing okay. They kept Bobby Wagner, who's been
yeah.
probably easily their most underrated player.
This is what
that's
I. What
he, that's you know why? Because the Lord is blessing them because they took one of his trippies.
That's true. That's true.
The Lord is blessing them because. Russell Wilson wanted to wait till marriage to fuck Sierra.
Yes. This is what made me mad this morning when I was listening to the radio in the shower, is that they were talking about fucking, you know how offense is not, like, criticizing Hugh Jackson mm-hmm. for not running, like, an Oklahoma-style offense for Baker Mayfield. And I thought a scant, like, 2 to 3 years ago, everybody was on board with, you need to take pocket passers, you can't adapt offenses to how these people are. And now it's completely flipped over. Within 2 years, like, so why, if you would have done that for, like, say, Johnny Manziel or somebody, you know what I mean? Like, I don't understand.
There's so many players. I don't understand either. Like,
why is
like
that
trying to play the NFL game when if you adapt to what the talent that you have on the team.
So why is that,
always
like,
makes more sense.
Yeah, that's absolutely insane to me. And, like, it feels like that's now the conventional wisdom. You just wasted, like, fucking 5 years of football. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, trying to adapt all these quarterbacks into that system. I'm talking about the Browns. You know what I mean? Like, why?
Well,
you can't make these guys into pocket passers. That's why quarterback play has been so not good for so long, because that's not what they...
That's not how they learn to play the game.
Exactly.
It's like, play it this one way, and then get to the highest level and be like, yeah, we're going to do it this way now.
Yeah, so I just...
Stupid. It's a stupid thing.
I think that...
I bet you all those Texas Tech and Hawaii quarterbacks over the years are real pissed at
everything. Yeah,
I'm sure.
Graham Harrell.
Graham Harrell's got to be real mad.
I'm sure he is. Fucking, who is the guy from Hawaii?
Tommy Chong.
Yeah.
But, like, after Tommy Chong.
Oh, God, what was his name?
He went to the NFL. He went to, like, the Redskins for a season or two. It wasn't Graham Harrell. Graham Harrell was Texas Tech.
He was Texas Tech.
Fuck, who was the fucking... Colt. Was it Colt?
Yes.
Oh, fucking look that up.
Colt McCoy would have probably been a better NFL player if they had adapted the offense to his
Or if they wouldn't have drafted Brandon Whedon for some inexplicable reason in his second year and kept that first round pick for...
Yeah.
But he's dead. Fucking Tom Hecker. R.I.P. Yeah, what was that guy's name? He set, like, the record, right? For touchdowns.
Oh, wait, maybe it was.
FBS?
Cole McDonald?
That doesn't
Cole
sound
McDonald.
Yeah. Is it? In, like, 2007 or 8?
Let's see. I thought it was Colt.
It was something like
Colt that. Brennan.
Colt Brennan. That's
Colt
who
Brennan.
It was. Yeah.
Brennan.
The Rainbow Warriors.
He went to the Washington Redskins. Imagine going to school there. Like, actually, like, getting a scholarship to live in Hawaii.
Spot.
My brother went to BYU Hawaii for like a year.
That's a thing?
Yeah, that's a thing. That's
Did
cool.
being in paradise make up for having to give up every fun thing in the world?
he had never really done any of the fun things, so yes, it was very much
Nice. If you're going to live a shitty life, might as well have nice weather.
Yeah.
He's like, in 50 years when I get my own planet, this is how it will be.
It takes longer than 50 years, guys.
I mean, whatever.
Sorry,
I'll just quiet. You sound ridiculous right now. 50 years. There's so much that has to happen first.
Salt Lake City is supposed to be, like, really
It's
pretty,
a really
right?
beautiful
I've
city.
Never
yeah, been. I've heard nothing but good things
it's
about Salt Lake City.
It's a beautiful city, super clean, everyone's super nice. That's the thing about, like, like, it's fun to bust on Mormons, but they're, like, really, really nice people.
Oh, yeah.
They really care about their community. Like, they're, like, the schools are good. It's...
But you hear the story of Mormonism, and you're like, something's up.
Yeah, something's up. But that's why there's so many people... Like, Salt Lake City is starting to be more non-Mormon than Mormon, just because people are like, oh, this is a really nice place to live.
It's like a hipster place.
Damn, that was crazy.
That was a great throw,
Drew. Is that Ben Watson?
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
I like that he just had, like, he had to just hold the ball there while that guy's trying to wiggle his arm out. So they declared it's a
catch.
Goes
up and gets it.
Yeah. But then
spiked into the ground.
Yeah. Huh.
Ben Watson was the starting tight end for the Cleveland Browns in 2005, right?
Was it that long ago?
I don't think it was that long ago.
No, I want to say he was like 2012.
Yeah.
But still, dude's been in the league for a long time.
Let's see.
Check. I say 2010. That'll be.
I like 2012.
Vernon Davis is still playing, and who's the guy in the Chargers here? That.
Oh, Antonio Gates.
Yeah. He's still playing.
Who's the longest tenured player that's not a kicker or Antonio Gates?
It might be
Brady.
Oh yeah, you're probably right. Yeah, it probably is Brady. I can't believe he's still fucking playing, man.
Good for him. He's got the
2010 to 2012, Ben Watson.
There you go. And you guys have seen him kiss his son for too long.
Oh, right? Yeah. Yeah, right on the mouth.
That's weird as fuck.
I showed that to someone the other day. They're like, it's not that long. And I'm like, oh,
it's long. It's longer than you should kiss your son.
Mixing that in shirtless. With like the whole body pliability and not getting concussions.
Oh yeah, where he's fucking
being able to will them away with his brain.
Just thinking about
he's off that guy.
What was he saying that like he can tense? Person. He can tense and relax his muscles.
Is that Tyrell Williams?
I think it is.
God damn it! I avoided him this week.
I like Tom Brady thinks in his mind's eye when he's trying to get tackled. It's like those Bugs Bunny cartoons where somebody's trying to punch him in the stomach and like his body bows out.
He's another person, but too famous, too long.
Absolutely.
Too much money, too long.
Absolutely. But not a real
his
person.
His supermodel wife makes more money than him.
Again.
Right. Like,
we can go back
fuck everything else, do whatever you want.
Once
I
you
guess.
Get $1 million, all of a sudden you want to fuck kids. And like, it's just something that snaps in your brain. You smell that fucking currency, it's like, oh shit, I have $1 million. What can I spend it on? Nothing that I can ever be satisfied with. Why don't we start fucking kids? Alright. Fucking Tom Brady, right there. You heard it from my mouth.
You're declaring him a
the evidence proof is in the pudding, bitch.
So much of life.
Well, he likes putting his dick in Giselle, so.
No, they don't fuck. They definitely don't fuck.
They got kids.
100%. Yeah, but Drake was just, he fucking.
You think her vagina points
is that Drake one?
Oh, yeah.
Like that same
I think
way.
It is. I think it is.
That same way.
Yeah,
that
it is. Big time. Big time. Big time for Brian.
Are you playing? Who am I playing? I'm playing Cody this week. Cody's 1-7.
Cody's really bad at fantasy football.
Yeah.
He's like, we were watching the game together, and he's like, I didn't even want to play. Like, you guys bullied me into it.
You're going to keep playing,
mm-hmm.
You chubby panda bitch.
Yeah, take that, Cody.
He doesn't listen to this.
No, probably not.
No.
Oh.
No, he doesn't.
Man, I do not want to fucking go to this shit.
How much were tickets?
$30.
Oh, my God! That's a lot. That's a lot of money to go hate watch something. I saw Bohemian Rhapsody.
Tell us about it, Billy.
Did you guys know that Freddie Mercury was gay? Because I did not.
I thought he was bi.
What?
It was very shocking.
I knew he liked to bang dudes, but I thought sometimes he banged the ladies too.
Well,
like Mick Jagger.
He was
pretty with
gay.
It, but got the AIDS.
Yeah, he got the AIDS, yeah. He was quite gay.
I saw a tweet.
But it was a good movie. It was fun.
I saw a tweet. Somebody said, I saw Bohemian Rhapsody. I didn't know you could contract AIDS by... briefly looking into a male extra's eyes longingly.
Yeah, they didn't do any and that's like one of the complaints that like gay people are like, oh, they
didn't show enough penetration.
They didn't show him like doing gay enough stuff. I'm like, do we need that? Do we need him like sweaty and like, and also there's like orgies, like you got the point. Like, they didn't need to.
No, I want a 40-minute, like, the wedding scene in The Deer Hunter. I want that, but with gay sex.
That's what the Academy wants. That was good, and the one thing that bothered me was just do a lot of close-ups, and he's wearing those fake teeth to make him look like he's got the buck teeth. And so the whole movie is like shot from the perspective of someone that's standing 3 to 6 inches away from his teeth.
Did so that kid do a good job, though?
He did great. I thought it was fantastic, yeah. Like, he was really fucking good.
Listen, people know him from Mr. Robot, who's also but to great? Me, he'll always be King Tut from Night at the Museum.
That's a really good... I never saw Night at the Museum. Mike Myers is in this movie, and I didn't even... Like, I forget, like, I knew he was in it, and then I was kept looking for him, and I didn't see him, and then, like, it clicked on who, what character he was. And, oh, shit, that dude is one of the best actors alive.
Mike Myers?
Absolutely.
Let's hear your Mike Myers impression.
Oh,
James Franco!
I'm a bigger chunk of corn in my clap!
It's pretty good. It's so good.
But I think that dude's a fucking amazing actor, and I think, like he didn't even, I mean, just, like, for any, not, he's Canadian, but he plays a British person, and you don't even blink, like, he's fucking good.
Dude, British people do that with American people all the time.
Right.
Every single time an American tries to be a British person, they fuck it up horribly. Right. Why is that?
I don't know.
Is it because we don't use the metric system?
It's because American culture is much bigger in Britain. Like, so you'll watch TV with American TV. Like, you'll always be watching that accent. If you watch films, you're always watching that. Like, you're way more exposed to it. Whereas Americans aren't as exposed to British culture. Like, you
Downton
have to seek it
Abbey?
Out.
Downton Come on.
We gotta seek it out.
Downtown Abbey?
Downton.
How about another roll of the hay then, Roy? I don't like spam!
Ryan's got it down, so...
Hit paper new!
I loved Mounty Python when I was a little kid.
Mounty Python?
Yeah. Mounty Python, yes. I loved Mounty Python when I was a kid, and we'd watch that shit all the time, and then I'd speak in a British accent to the point where my dad... had to sit me down and say, "You stop talking like that." It enrages me.
I loved Monty Python and the Holy
like
Grail.
He threatened me. Oh, yeah.
But like Flying Circus, I tried to get someone from the library and watch it, and it's like 1,000 hours of it.
Yeah.
But maybe 2 hours is good.
Yeah.
But those 2 hours that are good are unreal.
Yeah.
Monty Python and the Life of Brian. Have you ever seen
I've
that
never
one?
Actually seen it.
Oh,
it's on Netflix now. I've been meaning to watch it.
But yeah,
I've probably seen Holy Grail.
Holy Grail is
15
a
times in my life.
Brilliant movie. I watched that one all the time.
The People's Front of Judea. No, we're the Judea's People's Front.
I watched
I'm being oppressed.
Your father
come see
was
the injustice of the system. No, yeah. Your mother was a wildebeest and your father smelt like elderberries.
Brave Sir Robin. Bravely ran away.
It really is fucking great. Terry Gilliam is he was in that, right?
Yeah.
Python?
Yeah.
He's a weirdo.
One of my favorite directors of all time. Fucking 12 Monkeys is a
12
top
Monkeys
five
is a
movie.
Fantastic.
That's
film.
Terry Gilliam?
Yep.
Yeah.
Interesting.
What Absolutely. Else did he do? Did
I've never
do...
actually seen that whole movie either.
Oh, oh really?
It's
so
a great movie.
You know what movie I watched 2 times this weekend?
What's that?
Infinity War.
Dude, I watch that movie all the time.
It's
I love that movie.
So good.
And that's when like I always get like I'm not super into award shows, but like for what they did with that movie and to pull all those characters together, and they're not gonna get any credit for that, that's the hardest directed like there's never been a challenge like that with the expectations for them to pull all that together and then actually do it and have it be fantastic fucking movie.
Dude, it's so good. Brilliant. Everything that happens in Wakanda is amazing.
Yeah.
All of that is so
good.
Fucking good.
So fun.
Like I might buy the Blu-ray now after renting it for a 2 year period. I feel like I need to have it.
Yeah, it's a fucking great movie.
I have no comment. I don't know.
Man, you suck ass. It's like all
he's
that.
I'm not shitting on it. I just
haven't seen
it.
Yeah.
I know you suck ass for not watching any of those movies.
I mean,
Brute got
very...
mad at John, or John got mad at Mary because she just now watched Black Panther. And she's like, I never go to the movies, and he's like, it's the highest grossing movie of all time. You go see it.
South Park's been killing that.
Yeah, that's funny. I just started watching South Park. It's really. Fucking good.
Oh my god. It's always. It's the best. But a lot of people say that they haven't watched it in forever. It's like, these past couple seasons have been their best work ever.
Yeah, they
they're actually doing season-long arcs now. They're really... They've moved into fully tackling current issues. Mm-hmm. It's the most intelligent satire you're going to find out there.
Absolutely.
The most... Like, I mean, of course everything's biased, but like, they tear everybody apart. They hate everybody.
Yeah. Well, the whole church episode where... Everybody's excited to go to church just so they can heckle the priest and make pedophile jokes. It's so fucking funny.
Yes.
It's so fucking funny.
Yes.
And then the Catholic Church is trying to find this priest, and they're just everywhere they go, they're just cleaning up the cum. Got to make sure we get all the cum out of it.
Did you ever see the episode where they play that game that's supposed to be like football, where there's like balloons and they're like hardly touching each other? And it's all like this, pretty much just making fun of everybody that is like talking about, like, why don't we just put him in bubble wrap with like the rule changes in NFL? Uh-huh. And Butters like makes like this energy drink, and it's like his cum. Mm-hmm. It's from him jacking off and like, selling it. And nobody like acknowledges that it is cum until the very end. Randy. Yeah. Like takes a swig of it and goes, "This is cum." And then they go to the credits. That it's amazing.
I love Brandy. And the first episode of the season, Stan's mom is upset because there's so many school shootings. Everybody's like, "Oh, it's because she's on her period." Like that's why she's like, and it just so
he's trying to such fantastic.
Yeah,
from the window to the therapist,
just trying to like. It's just so fucking funny.
Oh.
Ooh, missed you. Oh, sorry about it.
Sean McVay.
Yeah, Always Sunny's been pretty good this year, too. Not great, but good.
I don't watch it. I watched the History Channel had a 3-part series about the Watergate thing. Friday and Saturday and last 2 days.
Nerd.
Super nerd.
Yeah, no, it was entertaining though. I knew of it sort of, but it's almost like a shot-for-shot remake of the fucking Trump administration, which.
Oh yeah, that's gonna when that all comes down, it's gonna be fun.
But like,
how
the same
has
thing.
Nobody been able to take them down yet? Like, they obviously are pretty good at cover-ups.
Apparently, because nobody cares anymore. Because they like fucking broken everybody's spirit. It's like, I don't give a shit. The one Michael Cohen. The other day came out and said that. Yeah, he's like, Trump says racist things. Like, nobody's like, yeah, okay, cool.
We all know.
You know, right?
He said, what did he say, that black people are too stupid to vote for him?
Something like that, yeah.
That's
no, I know, but it's not shocking or like nobody like reacted one way or the other because everybody knows it already and they just don't care. You either don't care.
Something might happen like tomorrow with more stuff being released. But I'm here, like, right before the election, before they have any time to do any damage control.
What stuff?
I've heard the N-word tape might finally come out, but, you know, that's just wishful thinking.
Yeah, but he admitted on tape a week before his presidential election that he fucking grabbed her by the pussy and nobody gave a fuck about it. It
but
doesn't matter.
His fan base, really.
They love it.
They're okay with that.
Could you imagine?
They're just fine with that.
I think of, like, the pipe bomber guy, right? Can you imagine loving the fucking guy in the Hamburglar commercial so much that you become a fucking terrorist? Like, what the fuck, dude? You know what I mean? Like, he's the lamest fucking person. Like, why would
you
do that?
But there's so many lame people. That's what it comes down to.
I don't... I mean,
there's so
Obama
many.
Was popular with people, right?
Yeah.
Nobody wanted to fucking
blow
up shit for Obama.
Yeah.
Lots of people
and the people that hated him are also very... Oh, that's Trump's base.
I don't get it, man. Like...
But that also shows you how hated Hillary was.
Exactly.
Because,
which
like,
is why I don't believe the Russian thing. Because
bitch is talking about running again.
I know. Why? Get the fuck out.
Go
get the
away.
Fuck away. You're really? Fucking and your rapist fucking husband.
Yeah, your husband's a piece of shit. That like, I mean, yeah, it was like the biggest pop culture thing in the world, but like the fact that he was the most powerful man in the world, like that's the ultimate Me Too.
Right.
It, like,
oh,
like, so much of it is a man using their power, like that's it's one of the biggest mm-hmm. points of the Me Too movement.
Beyond
and
that,
he
Juanita
did the
Broderick,
ultimate Me Too.
Juanita Broderick had fucking like pretty credibly accused him of rape. Not even like fucking like him using his power, like him forcing her down onto a bed and penetrating her rape. And they fucking played that off. Like, and then she was the one, she like fucking tried to discredit those women. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, once the Democratic Party, I don't understand. There's nothing to fucking get riled up about because it's all silly. Because nobody
right. We gotta get rid of gotta get rid of both these parties. We gotta dissolve both these parties.
It's poopy.
Let's get a couple of them.
You know what I say to that? Play ball.
What?
We need to go to a bunch of congressional softball games. That's the only way. That's the only way you change.
Oh, jeez, not this again. Jesus.
Yes, no, it's
always
true.
With the softball game thing.
Well, listen, I'm just saying.
Always with the murder.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is Steve Scalise has to use a colonoscopy bag now, which should be penance because he also spoke at a David Duke conference like days before he fucking did that. So. Well, you know what? Nazis get shot.
Do you guys see Black Klansman?
No, I wanted to.
Really liked it. A whole bunch. I think that's definitely Spike Lee's best work.
Better than Do the Right Thing?
Better than Do the Right Thing. In my opinion, I didn't...
Better than Inside Man?
Inside Man's a fucking badass movie.
It's a good movie. Right? I like Black Klansman better, personally.
The thing about Inside Man is all of a sudden in the middle of it, they got a little, like, socially conscious. It's like, this movie has nothing to do with that. Yeah. Why would you fucking, you know what I mean? Like, I know, but still, you can't just, like, put that
in
there.
That girl's tits in that movie are fucking fantastic.
Which one?
The one that they're using as the distraction.
Oh, yes.
The distraction tits.
You know who's got some great tits in the movie? Underrated. Remember the other Denzel movie, Flight?
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you remember that super hot Latina... she was like the maid in the show My Name is Earl.
Oh yeah, dude, she's fantastic.
Oh god. Yeah. She looks great.
And she
naked.
Was like she's naked in that?
Oh yeah.
Oh fuck, nice.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, she's fucking she was hot and she was on what's it called? That The League.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's
Nicole. Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. Alright.
Did you guys watch Haunting of Hill House?
No.
No, I haven't watched.
It's really fucking good. But like the one super hot Asian chick, she was in the show Shameless. She was naked in that too. That was very nice.
Not a big Nick Kroll fan.
You know, I like Nick Kroll actually. I've been watching Big Mouth on Netflix.
Fucking great. And I'm not a big Nick Kroll fan.
It's so good.
You
guys
probably hate him.
But like he won me over.
Yeah.
He won me over because like I was always just like, he's old guy or whatever, but he's really fucking funny. And like his guest character on Parks and Rec, the douche, is so fucking funny. And it's like kind of his whatever his radio character was that like he would do in like sketches. I think it's like the Chupacabra or something. Like
he used to do that on Reno 911.
Yeah. He's a funny dude.
That's an underrated show. And it's like an even better movie.
The movie was spectacular.
Yeah, holy shit.
Oh, yeah. Ten
I remember seeing that. I think I was with... I went to a screening with Polk. And we were just, like, dying. Like, but we're the only ones.
Really?
Like, the rest of the people in the theater, because it was just, like... It's a free screening. So those weren't, like, Reno 911 fans. They're just, like, free shit fans. And so people were like... We don't get it. I'm like, there's not that much to not get. Like, it's, but like, just the format of it was too weird for them.
Where they're having sex or whatever, and they fucking zoom in on the couple, like dangle and fucking.
Yeah.
Your watch is caught in my pubic hair.
Ow! Ow!
This town has hot Latin flair coming out of its nutsack.
The best Reno 911 episode was where Junior was leading the. Like the boys, like the volunteers or whatever, through the prison, and he was just telling them like fucking the prison stories or whatever. Now they did this thing called circling the wagons, where they line their bunks up all around the jail cells, so nobody could see, and they just skull fuck this boy to death, knocked out his teeth so you could get his jaw loose like, and it could you could skull fuck him better. bent up, his shoulders behind his back, fuck the arches of his shoulder, his kneecaps, just fucking cum everywhere.
That's so dark.
Yeah, no, it's fucking great.
That's a... we need to get rape out of prisons. I think that that's something that we all seem to enjoy the idea of, but keep, it's horrible.
Keep rape out of prison?
You know who really like is vocal about that is Norm.
Norm McDonald.
Should be, yeah. I mean, like, he's right. Yeah, nobody get raped in prison.
I mean, like, a lot of times somebody gets out of prison and people say, oh, they served their time. They did their time. But, like, rape should not be part of their time.
Yeah,
agreed.
Yep, rape's bad in all forms.
I don't know. Sometimes you need some man pussy, buddy. I don't know.
Why don't you go and you court one of those nice guys that will have consensual sex with you in prison? You cowards.
Jailhouse gay.
Listen, a mouse a mouse.
Fine, love.
Alright. It's 50. I gotta go to this fucking shit. It starts in an hour and 15 minutes, which means that I have to print out my ticket and then fucking go there.
Alright, well, thanks for listening, boys, friends.
We love you, boyfriends.
Do you have anything
tell to tell us who you are?
Plug?
Yeah, whatever.
I'll be at Hilarities next week.
Just go to BillSquire.com.
Go to I Am Brian Kenny, Twitter.
Yeah, I'm working on a website. It's going to be IamBrianKenny.com, but poopsex.net and .org are also both going to leave there once I get everything going.
That's good.
I just got reviewed by Joe Thomas.
Then I
got to
polish that bit up.
Because you can see what I got. I got the tap handle for...
Oh, fuck yeah. How'd you get that?
I was at 16-bit on a date with a stripper, and they were changing it out, and I was like, hey, can I have that? And the rep happened to be there, and he knows that I work. Yeah, like, you know how I was. I was like, yeah, here. He gave it to me.
That's awesome.
That's
fucking dope. And then Joe Thomas just retweeted it. Even better.
Well, good for Joe Thomas. Future Browns coach.
Yeah.
All right, rdpcomedy.com. And,
for the Glenn Beck article that's going to come out soon.
Yes. No, Vice is going to do it. Hopefully. All right, bye.
Which stripper did you go on a date with?
Her name's Sam. She's a cute little...
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No.